Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. I have a major, major announcement today, which I'm very, very excited about. Many of you will know this. Some of you may not know it. But a little less than a year ago, the Lord led me to begin an online 24-hour-a-day network. We call it the Healing Network. Now, many of you already know about it, and you perhaps have already downloaded it. If you don't know about it, you can download it by going to the App Store and just downloading the Healing Network, or go to our website, richardroberts.org, and you can get information on how to download it. It's a 24-hour-a-day healing network, all focused on healing from our ministry. There are no other programs on it except coming from our ministry. Well, my wife is doing a program on it called Make Your Day Count, which is a women's program, 30 minutes weekly. And also she's doing a second program called Bookmark, where she and her co-host review Christian books with the author by Zoom. And it's a terrific program. Both of them are. Also, our regular weekly program, The Place for Miracles, is seen on that network. And in addition, I've been doing something for almost a year now, and many of you may have seen it. On Thursday mornings, I'm doing a live 30-minute healing program, just focused on healing. No preaching, no teaching. It's all healing. I've enjoyed it so much. And, you know, during this past year, it has reminded me of those years, many years ago, when I did live television. After Lindsay and I were married several years, she and I launched a program which we called Richard Roberts Live, which was seen all across the country. It was on at 9 a.m. Central Time, 5 days a week. I did daily television for many years. And then we went off of daily television for a while. Then back in the late 90s, my dad came to me and said, it's time to do live television again because healing is coming big time. And so Lindsay and I launched a program in the late 90s called Something Good Tonight, The Hour of Healing. And that was an hour, and we did that at 8 o'clock Central Time at night. So for almost 20 years, in two different stretches, we did live television. So I understand live television, and we had so many miracle healing testimonies. Well, as I started to do this live program about a year ago, we do it on Thursdays. It just came into my spirit, Richard. You're 75 years old. I wish I could go back and do live television again, but I know the price that you have to pay. I mean, it takes a toll on your body, you know, doing live television, and that's kind of been in the back of my heart, in the back of my mind. And every time I do that program on Thursdays, that thought has come to me. Oh, I wish I could do a live program again. And well, I prayed about it, and I couldn't get it off me. Now, one of the ways you know that God is speaking to you is when it won't leave you. It just stays on you. And it just came into my heart, I want to do a live 5-day-a-week healing program, because there is no such healing program on the air. There is no program anywhere in the world that focuses strictly on healing. Now, there's plenty of preaching programs, plenty of teaching programs, but there are no programs in the whole world anywhere online or on a major television station that focuses 100% on healing. And I remember that when my father prophesied over me when I was 19, on the night I got saved, he said, Richard, you'll be on TV much more than me, and you will not have the ability to lay hands on people, but God will manifest the word of knowledge, and the Lord will come up through your chest and out of your mouth, and when you speak on television, people will be healed. Well, that's happened for so many years in my life now, and I was thinking about that, and it came into my spirit, and I was thinking about the Victory Television Network, which my longtime friend and mentor, Kenneth Copeland, began some years ago. It is the fastest growing Christian network in America. And it came into my heart to fly down to Fort Worth and sit down with Kenneth and talk to him about the possibility of doing a 30-minute, 5-day-a-week, Monday through Friday, live. I don't mean on tape. I mean live healing program, focusing strictly on healing. to have live prayer partners there, to be able to take live telephone calls and pray for them and get their testimonies and share testimonies and pray over people for healing. And I talked to my wife about it. She was in agreement. I talked to my children about it. They were in agreement. I talked to my top staff members. They were in agreement. So we all prayed together, and I went down to Fort Worth. And I sat down with Kenneth, and I began to explain what I felt in my heart. I could hardly get it out of my mouth until Kenneth said, "Yes, absolutely. We want this. There is no such program anywhere in the world. We want this." Well, I just about jumped out of my skin. I've been waiting to announce it. And then I found out a week or two ago, Kenneth had a conference in Branson, and he announced it for me. I started getting phone calls and people say, "Hey, I'm hearing you're going to do a live healing program." I said, "How did you know?" They said, "Kenneth Copeland announced it." So I've been trying to keep it quiet. And all of a sudden, Kenneth announces it. So sometime this summer, we haven't set exact start date, but sometime this summer, we're going to start. And right now, we are renovating our studios and having to build some new sets because I want it to be first class. I want it to look absolutely as professional as possible. And we've got some equipment updates we need to do because this is a daily thing, Monday through Friday, live. And I don't know what the time slot is yet. They're working on that. VTN's, they've got to move some things around. That's up to them, not me. So I don't know what time it's going to be, and I don't know exactly when, but we're shooting for midsummer. And I tell you, I am so excited. I am so excited. I got a call from a minister just this morning who's overseas in Europe, and he had already heard about it. And he said, "I'm going to send you a check to help you with your renovations." He said, "I'm going to send $10,000 to help you with your renovations." And I just praised the Lord on the telephone when he called because we have some renovations that we've got to do in order to get the studio ready for something as major as this. And I'll tell you, I'm so excited. So I'm announcing it. This is the first time that I'm saying it publicly on this podcast. It's going to be on the Victory Network, which you can, of course, download. It's available on the internet all over the world. It is the fastest growing Christian television network in the world. And it is as charismatic on preaching, teaching, and healing as anything you've ever seen. And I'm just so thrilled. I'm so delighted. And I am so grateful to Kenneth Copeland for agreeing with the vision that God gave me. You know, he didn't have to say yes, but he did. I love him and his dear wife, Gloria, and their family. I've known Kenneth since I was 17. And a great family, and he's been a great mentor. In fact, Kenneth is the one who prophesied over Lindsay and me when all we were having was miscarriages. And the first few years of our marriage, we were trying to have children. All we were getting was miscarriages. And Kenneth prophesied over us and said, "You will have children sooner than you think." And it came to pass. We have three wonderful daughters now, Jordan, Olivia, and Chloe. How I thank God for Kenneth Copeland. And he's prophesied a number of times over my life. And I praise God for him and for his great ministry, the Believer's Voice of Victory programs, and all that they're doing that are based in Fort Worth. So that's my announcement today. I'm excited about it. And more details will come as they are available. But special thanks to the Copeland family and to the ministry there in Fort Worth. And I thought you would want to know that. Now, you may, by the time you hear this podcast, you may have already heard it out of Copeland's mouth because he already announced it. But anyway, thank God for that. And I'm looking forward to that. I believe I can do this. I believe the Lord will anoint me. And I believe we're going to see so many tremendous healing miracles. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for you. And I pray over you today. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every fear, and every doubt. And with the anointing of God on me right now, I pray for your total and complete healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet right now in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thanks for listening today to the Expect a Miracle podcast. If you need special prayer, The Abundant Life Prayer Group is ready to receive your call. By the way, that's something else we've got to enlarge, because we're going to have a lot more phone calls than we've been having. You know, we've having thousands every week. We're going to have tens of thousands of calls. So I've got to expand the Abundant Life Prayer Group. I've got to get them down there on the set. Got to get all the wiring and everything done with the phones so we can take live calls. And I got a lot of work to do. So anyway, we're taping in a different location for a couple of months in order to get the studio redone. But anyway, if you need special prayer, 918-495-7777 or online, richardroberts.org/prayer. God bless you. Talk to you next time.
I want to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever felt lost? Are you concerned about your future? Have you ever felt like you have no strength to deal with the current situation? Do you live in fear sometimes and wonder how to get out of it? Me too. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I want to tell you what I did. I wrote a book about it called Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. I want to help you. I want to help you find direction the same way I found direction, step by step, idea by idea, concept by concept, a way that I could follow to understand, guess what? I have inner strength. I have strength on the inside that God allowed me to tap into, and I believe you have strength on the inside that you can tap into. I want you to discover your true strength, and I believe this book will be there to help you every step of the way. All you have to do is go online, discoveryourtruestrength.com, and I pray it blesses you.